the driver's license story that you just said in there.
Yeah.
You got your first driver's license?
When I was 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Junior Tigg, my friend, was 2 years younger than I was, but his parents had a car, and he knew how to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I was old enough to drive, but I didn't know how. So I went to the bank, gave old Harvey Jenkins a quarter, and he wrote me out a driver's license. And I rode with Junior. See, he wanted a licensed driver in case he got stopped. He could claim to be a learner. And then he taught me to drive. And then when I went to St. Louis and with Bill, I taught him to drive. He did not know how to drive. He had been in the service. He was 27 years old and didn't know how to drive. I taught him how to drive.
Who's Bill, your brother?
My brother Bill. And I taught my sister Lucille to drive.
Wow.
They had an old 35 Ford.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband was a Marine and he was stationed somewhere. And she was there with the old car and I taught her to drive.
What was the car that you learned on?
I learned on a 1.5 ton truck. We would delivered feed. Junior's dad owned a store, an MFA store, and he sold feed and we delivered it. And on Saturday, Junior and I would load the old truck.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would go in the store and he'd get us two bottles of Grey Pep soda pop, and that was my only pay.
Really?
Loved that Grey Pep. And we would deliver this feed out to those old farmers around Sparta.
Mm.
And he taught me to drive. Taught me to drive out a 1.5 ton truck.
What was your first car?
My first car? When I lived with Bill, he and I bought a 1942 Oldsmobile. We chipped in half and half and bought this Oldsmobile. And that was one of the best cars I ever owned.
What'd you pay for it?
I don't know, $700 or $800 maybe, I'm not sure.
Wow.
It was real high then because it was right after the war and they hadn't... If you wanted a car, you had to order it and wait till your turn to come up to buy a car.
Yeah, the steel force.
I think we might have paid $800 for it. But I drove it to Sparta. I think we drove it to Sparta. Well, I drove it to Sparta one time by myself, and then we drove it to Milwaukee where Val's folks lived a couple of times. And then I joined the Navy, and I just gave Bill my half. And then he later traded it for an old Buick, which was a piece of junk. He should have kept the Oldsmobile.
they had 8 cylinders on
them. 8, straight 8, yeah.
Mm.
Well, it was a nice car.
Did you tell Miss Dave know how you got your first driver's license?
Yeah, I just told him.
At the bank?
Yeah, the bank sold driver's license.
You drove, right? Almost right away?
No. When I met Shirley, I had a 50 Chevrolet. And I picked her up and we went out to Swope Park and driving around. She said, let me drive. So I thought she knew how to drive.
I don't think that was the first date. I wasn't
no,
that
we're not on the first date. The first time you drove. But it was an automatic, so she didn't have to shift. Mm-hmm. She got in there and drove around. And we come back into the city, and she was driving down Troost Avenue. And where she turned to go to her house was just a little old narrow street, and there was a guy waiting to pull out on the street.
Yeah.
On the main street.
And she didn't put her brakes on. She come around that corner. Swishing around that corner, and that guy sitting there, his eyes, I can see him, his eyes go. But she missed him.
Really?
For some miraculous way, she missed him. So I questioned her about that, and she had never driven before. So if I had known that, I would not ever have let her drive.
I didn't have a driver's license. I'd never driven a car before in my life.
Sure, sweetheart, whatever you'd like.
Yeah, she said, let me drive. I said, sure.
Oh my.
He's so sweet and trusting.
Absolutely.
She's never driven a car with him in the passenger seat again.
No, I don't ride with her anymore.
Not even to the hospital. She's sick.
So how long have you known each other when that happened?
Oh, I don't know, a couple of weeks. It wasn't very long. We hadn't known each other very long.
Yeah, I couldn't wait to drive.
Just, you got a car? Let's go out.
Yeah. She probably wouldn't have dated me if I didn't have an automatic transmission car.
A brand new car.
No, we that's an old 50 Chevrolet. I got a brand new one later, and that really impressed you. I brought a brand new 54 Chevrolet.
How much was that?
$1,675.
Hmm. That's a bit.
I had to pay. It would have been a lot cheaper, but I wanted a heater and a radio. Oh. You had to pay extra to get a heater and a radio in those days.
Wow. now they heat your buns automatically.
Yeah. You got to pay extra to get your buns heated. We didn't have to pay extra. That came standard.
Whoa. You had to pay extra to get a heater back when your dad bought a car.
We had to pay extra to get the diesel, and that diesel, when you get the diesel, it gets all of this stuff.
Maybe that's it.
At least the ones they had on their lot. So.
Well, a friend of mine had an old Cadillac convertible and had vinyl seats. And he left the top down one time. We was in Kansas. I was stationed in Kansas. And he let the top down. Where we worked in this hangar, we had to go out and around maybe 2 miles down to the barracks. So we got ready to go to barracks. He said, come on, I'll give you a ride. And I said, okay, we got that old car. And it was like sitting on a hot stove. Those vinyl seats and that top down on that old Cadillac.
I bet.
Oh, yeah.
I've had that happen to me before. That's why I'm not a big fan of those.
Well, I wouldn't have a car with vinyl seats.
My mom had a Nova with, like a 78 Nova with vinyl seats. I still remember how hot it was.
Do you remember them old Fords that had the vinyl top?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
My friend. Cracked often.
Well, this guy I worked with, old Doug Morgan, had one of those, a Ford, and had a vinyl top.
Mm-hmm.
And he lived out in the country, and he parked it out by his yard fence, and there was a horse in the pasture, and that horse reached over the fence and ate a big place out of his vinyl top. And I think it cost him about $300 to get a new vinyl top put on that old Ford. He didn't think that was funny at all. Doug was the one, every day in the inspection office, we all had desks, see, where we come to do our paperwork. And we'd eat our lunch, we'd sit at his desk and eat our lunch. And every day of the world, Doug bought a bologna sandwich on white bread.
Mm.
And we sat there eating one day, and he got his sandwich eaten, and he pushed himself back and said, boy, I'm glad that's over.
Ew, gross.
White bread and bologna.
He was from Taneyville. You know where Taneyville is, don't you?
No.
Oh, in Taney County.
Taney County.
Didn't you ever go through that cutoff and where we come to Forsyth, and we'd come out in that little road and go? We went right through Taneyville.
Yeah, I know Taneyville.
Yeah. Just a real hicky town down there. Yeah.
We've got one near us called, and they call it Taney Town.
But it's spelled the same way. T-A-N-E-Y, town.
So she razzes me about it.
I call it Taney Town. He calls it Taney Town.
Taney Town, yeah.
We have this deli next to us called the Taney Town Deli.
It's the Taney Town Deli.
She says, well, we're going to Taney Town. I don't know where the Taney Town is, but I know where the Taney Town is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's... Hillbillies, I guess, have their own pronunciation.
There's no W in Taney.
Yeah, that's...
Oh!
That's
the East Coast.
Way better. King's English, maybe. That may be the King's English.
Yes, that's right. Please, would you... From the East Coast, we know how to pronounce things.
Some people still think we should be...
Like water?
Yeah.
Like Baltimore?
Balmer?
My brother Bill, when he was in the Coast Guard, was stationed in Boston.
Mm.
And he come home on leave one time, and he had the worst Boston brogue of anybody. He talked worse than the people who was born and raised there.
Oh, brother.
He caught on to it, huh?
Yeah. He copied their talk.
Funny.
And then he got transferred to a ship, and they were stationed down in New Jersey, and then he lost his Boston brogue there.
Yeah, that happens. That happens to me. When I was young, I remember visiting in North Carolina for an extended period of time. My family, I'd pick up the draw, but
yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah, y'all. I'm Southerners, y'all.
Yeah.
What are y'all doing? Miss one of you. What are y'all doing?
Yeah, it doesn't matter how many there are.
Yeah.
Well, that was good. I wanted to get that story. I appreciate